Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Story threw him in the pit, sold him. Joseph has zero assets, but he had a dream that everybody's going to bow down and worship him with zero in the bank. And then they took his coat, took his identity, sold him into slavery 13 years. Serving others wearing borrowed stuff. And then finally, when the time came, after God did in him what he needed to do, in one day, tell somebody right now, I prophesy to you, there's some stuff that's going to happen faster than you can blink an eye. Yes. The favor of God. Some stuff is going to happen so fast, it's going to... When Israel came out of Egypt, they came out with silver and gold. Scripture calls it a high hand. They came out with a high hand. The Egyptians were glad to get rid of them. And glad to give them everything. And they did. They took everything. They spoiled Egypt. But see, that gold and silver was for ultimately God's plan for them to build the tabernacle. But when they got out and the leader went up in the mountain, you know, when the cat's away, the mice will play. Those are believers and members. Cats away, the mouse will play. Aaron and them came down, and Aaron was influenced to create a golden calf, right? They threw all the gold and silver in there that was for the tabernacle to make a golden calf, get some immediate comfort. They thought Moses was dead. So I made a statement Wednesday that sometimes the reason God hasn't blessed you or there's a delay is because God is not going to prosper the wrong version of you. You're called, you're his, but he knows if he bless you, you're going to just make a golden calf. The Lord know if I get blessed. Oh. He knows. That's why. Sometimes that's why the delay. Yes. And he's not mad at you. He just knows you. Amen. You know. So he's not going to put you in a position to do that. He's going to take you through the wilderness. You know, the wilderness was only 11 days. The from Kadesh Barnea to the Promised Land was an 11 day journey. But that generation stayed in the wilderness, we know, for 40 years. 40 years, 11 days, less than 2 weeks, but 40 years? They had some deep Egyptian ties. As a matter of fact, none of them went in. The generation that went in didn't know Egypt. They knew nothing about Egypt. They were born in the wilderness. This tells us something. Gauge where you are so that you can deal with situations accordingly. Amen. The Goshen principle. First one we'll look at is in Genesis chapter, I think it's chapter 7. Let me see here. Yeah, Genesis chapter 7. Noah's ark was a Goshen principle. Before there was ever a Goshen in the book of Exodus, the Goshen principle existed. Now we've discussed what Goshen is, right? Just for the sake of maybe someone that's not heard it, and I know personally I hear things over and over, and sometimes after I hear it over and over, I get it. You like that too. Don't you laugh at me, laughing at me. You like that too. You don't get everything on the first time you hear it. Sometimes you don't get what, sometimes it takes years, and then something opens up to you you heard years ago. That's not an indictment against you. It's just how our human nature works. Amen. We're open to hear. Sometimes God will not reveal something to you until the time is right. Because again, he won't prosper that wrong version of you. Okay, so the Noah, first of all, in Genesis chapter 7, we see that, and I won't go into just mark it down, chapter 7, the flood covered the earth, right? Yet Noah and his household were preserved in the ark. Genesis 7:16 says, and the Lord shut him in. See, the thing about Goshen, it's not that, you know, you built a house yourself that's strong enough to weather the storm. No, Goshen means that God did it. With Noah's ark, God told Noah once all the animals were in, he said, I'm going to shut the door. Imagine now, once it started to rain, all the people, and there were even giants, all the people that gathered outside the ark trying to get in, but God said, no, I'm going to shut it. When God shuts, you ain't getting in. If God shuts the door, you can drop. Hey, forget it. The door is shut. If God opens the door, nobody can shut it. And he shut the door to the ark. So the Goshen principle has to do with God shutting the door. You must know this in your business. You know, in maybe your business is in a cutthroat type of industry. You got to know, you got to believe this, you got to speak this, you got to walk in this, know that you are protected. Amen. 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 People that try to undermine you, try to do you wrong, steer you wrong, amen, steal from you. You got to know this. Amen. Tell somebody, you got to know this. Tell somebody, God shut the door. You step off the curb, and just as you step off, you have to jump back on it because the bus goes. And now you're sweating it. Well, God wasn't sweating it. He knew, just as you knew, the angel's going to snatch you back. But in the natural realm, the five senses is like, now the devil want to make you afraid. Tell somebody, God got me. Word of God tells us to be anxious for nothing. Come on, this is spiritual warfare. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Come on, see, peace is important. Peace is a weapon. For the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Not the God of war, the God of peace. The angels do the warfare. No peace, no power. Amen. No rest, no rule. We never see Jesus in a panic. Do we? All the others, Peter, all the other guys like us, not perfect, but our example, the one we follow, never saw him in a panic. We saw him in a struggle. But he prayed through. And guess what? The angels came and strengthened him. Tell somebody, you got angels too. Look at the other person. Tell them, you got them too. I just believe my angel's bigger than your angel. My angel outranks your angel. No, seriously, we have angels that are sent. Listen, don't neglect that benefit. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? It's speaking in reference to angels. How do people neglect that? By words they speak. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And when you're just speaking about stuff, you hinder spiritual activity. But when you speak to it, hello, somebody. I said, but when you speak to it, when you see a situation, don't just talk about it. People like to talk about stuff. Child, did you see it? Did you hear? Well, did you speak to it? That's a benefit that we have as covenant people. We're not here to be kicked around, thrown under the bus, you know, the least of these and all that. No, we're here for dominion. Not to dominate people, but to dominate the earth. That includes the weather. Hello? That includes sickness. That includes disease, infirmity, lack, poverty. It's getting weak in here. It includes all of that. Let us make the man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion in the earth. Outside of Eden was darkness. The enemy was already here. The fallen ones were already here. So God put a piece of heaven in the earth, called it Eden, the delightful place. Put the man in there and the woman in there and said, till the garden, right? Till the garden. What does it mean? What's he talking about? He's not talking about just, you know, raise vegetables. He was saying, expand the garden. This is a God principle. This is a Goshen principle. God starts with a seed. A garden called Eden. Amen. A garden in Eden. Did you catch that? A garden in Eden. Eden is the delightful place. Eden is the atmosphere of heaven.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In the Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.